For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I would like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Last week in Luke chapter 14, we found Jesus speaking in parables to the crowd. While the common sinners and publicans listened closely, the religious crowd stood in sanctimonious judgment of Christ's fraternization with the social outcast. The parable Jesus was speaking of that day was of a shepherd that was willing to leave his entire flock to find the one lost sheep. While the Pharisees stood in judgment, Christ was reaching out to those souls who were seeking a heavenly message. We will now conclude Pastor Holland's message entitled, The Parable of the Good Shepherd.
Oh, I tell you today, that's like coming to church and bragging to people. Oh, I tell you, I never miss church. I'm always in church. Well, that's wonderful. You ought to always be in church. But friend, you ought to just thank God by the grace of God that He gives you strength to be able to be in church every time the opportunity arises. The scribes and the Pharisees believed that they were beyond sinning themselves. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. You need to read the Bible. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It said there's none righteous, no, not one. Yet the scribes and the Pharisees, they jeered the publicans and the sinners as being wicked people. Yet they were supposed to be the shepherds of Israel. In Ezekiel 34, verse 3 through 7, it lays out God's charge against the shepherds of Israel. In fact, I won't take time to turn there, but literally he talks about the shepherds of Israel. He said they refused to love the people. They refused to lead the people in the right path. Can I tell you today, no man of God is worthy to stand in a pulpit and declare the Word of God if he does not love sinners. Friend, I want you to know God called me to preach to sinners. God called me to love sinners. And God called me to see sinners saved by the grace of God. In response to this hard-headed scribes and Pharisees, Jesus tells these parables that we find in this chapter. The parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, the parable of the prodigal son. And we find today all three parables are about one thing. It's about the love of God that He has for each and every one of us. His rejoicing when a soul gets saved. You know, most of the time on Sunday morning, we can't wait for the preacher to get done. The invitation ought to be the most important time on Sunday morning in the house of God. When the invitation is given, we ought to be praying for some lost, wicked soul to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if there's rejoicing in heaven, how much more should there be rejoicing in the house of God when we see people trust Christ as their Savior? So the motivation of the parable was that God loves sinners. The second thing we see is the message of the parable. Look at verse 3 and 4. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? Now, here's a simple question that sets up a profound story. Jesus is telling of a shepherd who owns 100 sheep. Obviously, to own that many sheep would mean that occasionally one would get lost. But when this shepherd realized that one of his sheep is lost, immediately he leaves the 99 and goes after the one. It would seem if you had 100 sheep and you lost one, it wouldn't be a bad thing to return with 99. But when it came to Jesus, our good shepherd, he wanted to return with all 100. And so he left the 99 and he went after the one that was lost. The shepherd knows that the sheep are literally helpless. And he knows that they must go after them because, unfortunately, the Bible refers to us as being sheep. But sheep are not very smart animals. A sheep would not be able to find his way home. He literally is pathetically defenseless. He's in great danger, and the shepherd knows that he's going to perish unless he brings him home. He begins his search. It's not a token search either. The shepherd pours everything he has into the effort to find the lost sheep. The shepherd combs the valley. He looks for every hill and every hilltop. He searches for any sign that the sheep may have passed that way. He searches everywhere. And he doesn't give up until he finds it. The search is relentless. The shepherd will not allow himself to rest. The lost sheep must be found at any cost. The shepherd in this parable reveals God's heart for the lost. The parable is a picture of how God searches for His lost sheep. The Bible tells me that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. One day the Lord's coming back. He's going to take us home to be with Him. It's going to be the end of time, and there's not going to be other opportunities to be saved. But friend, today Jesus is still looking for that lost sheep to bring them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The parable highlights two vitally important truths about God's love for sinners. The Lord loves and has compassion for every lost soul. Friend, I don't know about you. I don't know today that I could. But if I was to lay down my life for you so you could go to heaven, and you refused it, I would be saddened in my heart. We're talking about Christ was risen. And I believe today He is saddened in His heart when people refuse to put their faith and trust in Him. God would welcome a repentant sinner. It makes no difference who you are. It makes no difference where you come from. If you'll come to Him and put your faith and trust, because God today pursues you. He wants to save you. He wants you to give you eternal life. No matter where you are today, you cannot escape God. In the end, we find God because He first found us. I tell you, somebody said something about finding God. I want to tell you, you don't have to find God. God's not lost. But I tell you today, we're the ones lost, and He's seeking Him. And we love Him today. Why? Because He first loved us. We come to long for Him because He first drew us near to Himself. Blaise Pascal, a French mathematician, a physicist, an inventor, a Christian philosopher, who was sought and found by the Savior, said he heard the shepherd speak to his heart and say, "You would not be searching for me had I not already found you." This loving, persistent pursuit by God ought to be the experience of every soul that is lost and comes to Christ. The message of the parable is we are lost, and God seeks us. We're in danger, but God loves us. We're without intervention. We're going to perish in hell, but He is relentless. He speaks to us through the circumstances of life. He speaks to us through a still small voice as He searches for us night and day. In a sense, God uses the most successful and crumbling dreams of life to bring us to Jesus. Our dreams in life can fall apart in a day. Our dreams fall apart when we fail to achieve them. When our dreams fail, we're left feeling empty and broken. This emptiness and brokenness causes us to long for something that we don't have. And God uses that to draw us to Himself. Our dreams fall apart when we achieve them. Even when our dreams come true, we're still left with a nagging emptiness and failure. God uses our success sometimes to draw us to Christ. Both success and failure have the same spiritual result. They leave us feeling incomplete. But friend, today only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only He can take a life and make it whole. Only He can give you exactly what you need. So there's the motivation of the parable. There's the message of the parable. And lastly, in verse 5 through 7, there's the meaning of the parable. And when he had found it, talking about the sheep, he layeth it upon his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 that needeth no repentance." Friend, Jesus is willing to leave the flock to go and search for you this morning that are lost, and bring you back to a saving knowledge of Him. He calls together once he finds the sheep, and he calls his friends and his neighbors, and he said, "Hey, come help me celebrate. Let's rejoice in the mission. We found the sheep. He's been rescued." And I believe this parable gives us a glimpse into the heart of God. He loves us, and He's the shepherd of our souls. Literally, He died on the cross, He seeks us until He finds us. He delivers us from our sin. And one day, He carries us home. Thank God one day we're going to all be gathered in the fold and gathered home with Him. This was His promise to the lost sheep of Israel. Those of us who are saved, I believe, understands the image of Jesus' love for us and carrying His children. But I want you to know He's carried us a long time. He carried us in Eden when He slew the innocent animal to provide a sacrifice and an atoning cover for Adam and Eve. He carried us in His heart when He entered the world as a helpless babe. He carried us when He suffered rejection from the people that came, the very people that He came to save. He carried us when the Jews had Him arrested. He carried us when the Roman whip fell on His back. He carried us when they spat and pulled the beard from His face. He carried us when the Jews cried, "Crucify Him! Crucify Him!" He carried when they drove the nails through His hands and feet. He carried us as He hung between heaven and earth. He carried us when the crowds mocked Him and taunted Him. He carried us when our sins were placed on Him, and He was judged by God in our place. He carried us when He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me?" He carried us when He bowed His head and said, "It is finished." He carried us when He died on the cross. And friend, Jesus has carried us through eternity past and will continue to carry us until He leads us safely home and we're in the fold with Him. Philip Melanchthon said, "Interwoven in the text, there's a sweet signification of the passion of Christ. He places upon His shoulders the sheep that He has found. That is, He transfers to Himself the burden of us." I wonder today, has Jesus found you? Has He lifted you out of your sin? Has He tenderly placed you on His shoulders? Has He tended to your wounds by applying the sweet balm of grace and peace? Is He carrying you home to a place prepared for you in glory? If you're saved this morning, the answer is yes. And if that's true, you ought to rejoice today in knowing that you're saved and on your way to heaven. He cares about us, and He'll leave the 99 and He'll go after the one. He loves the lost. The Bible said Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. But friend, ultimately, God sent us to demonstrate His love through us by seeking the lost and bringing them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Friend, know this morning, God wants you to know He loves you. He's actively pursuing you to bring you to the place that you need to be. Is the Good Shepherd seeking you? Do you hear His voice? Is He on your trail? Don't run anymore. Turn and run to Him, because He cares for you. God loves you. And friend, today He cares about you. He cares about what you're going through. He cares about what you're experiencing. And if you're not saved, He stands ready and willing and able today to save your soul if you'll turn your life over to Him.
There is no way that we can find God in our own wisdom. However, He is actively seeking us so that we can join Him in eternity. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. His eternal love has been demonstrated by the ultimate sacrifice of His Son. Will you answer the call? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.